Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Let's sing number 93 in the White Book. Jesus is dearer than all. Praise God. We have Lizette with us down from the village. She's going to give us a little report later somewhere along the way. So if I forget, Lizette, you just get up, okay? I know she's very anxious to do that. You can tell. Praise God. Number 93. Again.
Jesus, Jesus, dearer than all to me. Jesus, Jesus, thine only thine, thine will I be. Let out its lead, I will follow where the path may be. Then when life's journey is ended, I'll
Praise God. I don't do too well with those fermatas. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, but I do love him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. I praise your holy name. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Jesus, Jesus, how we love you so. Oh, my Jesus, I love you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, thank God. Thank you, Lord. I guess I've been noticing songs that have the word precious in them since we've been talking about Peter. And last night we spoke about the things that are particularly precious that we ought to pursue and claim. And here, Jesus is my loving Savior. He is so precious to me. I love and adore him for all his mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Unto you who believe is the preciousness, one translation says. First, we have to believe in Jesus, and then the Holy Spirit begins to reveal to us how truly precious he is. And as we go through experiences in life, and we find that he's right there by our side, guiding us, helping us, he just becomes more precious all the time. Hallelujah. Let's thank him for that. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the preciousness that we have experienced in serving him, knowing him. We pray that today you'll make Jesus more precious to us still. And as we find ourselves in different situations, Lord, help us to lay hold of him and look to him and allow him to show us his glory, to show us what he can do. Lord, we can't, but you can. In so many situations we find ourselves in, that's the conclusion. We can't. We can't handle it. We can't respond properly. We don't know which way to go, but you can and you do. And we want to learn to let you guide us and all these things. Thank you for helping us through the night. Some slept through the night, others may perhaps not, but we're all awake this morning and in our right minds, I trust. And so, Lord, bless this gathering today and bless this whole day. Lord, it's been so wonderful to just be here at camp all day long, reminded of you and loving and enjoying fellowship with your people. And so let it be all that you want it to be today as well. Bless down in the village and the cottage. Lord, we can constantly hold them before you and are believing you to manifest yourself to each and every one. Lord, you know what work needs to be accomplished today, and you're able to cause that to be the case. So we trust you, Lord, to work in and through your people, for your namesake and for your honor and for your glory. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Somebody have a song you'd like us to sing? Well, that was quick.
403, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
Okay, very good. Number 403 in the hardcover book, obviously.
And grace to bear.
Hallelujah.
To see the way the Lord has been working in their hearts. My girls are the most eager to raise their hands in the meetings during worship. And there was a night last week, as well as last night, when we gave the girls time to just sit in quiet and prayer and wait on the Lord after a meeting. And the Lord was really working and touching their hearts. And we're just so thankful for that, and I can say that he's doing great things, and we're excited for the rest of the days we have left together.
Praise God. Thank you. Amen. Happy to hear that. God's answering prayer, both on that end and down here as well. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. No one neglected or overlooked. We want everyone to return home with all that Jesus brought them here to receive. Praise God. We're going to keep believing right to the day that we step off the ground. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Bless those counselors, Lord, and strengthen them. You know, Lord, it's been a long time, and they're working hard down in the cottage as well. And, Lord, they need special anointing and grace to interact with these young ladies and children. Pray, Lord, you'll give them faith over everyone, and a faith that works by love, Lord. Continue to fill them with your love and compassion, understanding toward these children. Lord, some come from godly homes, and even there are problems at times. But, Lord, others come from homes where they get no encouragement at all in the things of God. And, Lord, we pray that you'll do something special in those lives to keep them close to you, keep them growing in you. So bless our counselors, Lord, and the junior counselors and all those that are helping. Today, Lord, let there be just a sweet touch of Jesus upon their life. We ask in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He is all I need. He is all I need. Jesus is all I need. He is all I need. He is all I need. Jesus is all I need. He is one. beginning of the meeting, the Lord helps us to recognize His presence. We don't necessarily, are not always conscious of His nearness right away. Sometimes we have a lot of thoughts that we have to sort of lay aside and get our eyes on Jesus. But often in the beginning of the meeting, the Lord will give us time to acknowledge Him. He's the one we've come to meet, and when He comes, we want to make Him the center of attention. Praise God. We read that story in John chapter 11, where they were holding some sort of feast after Lazarus was raised from the dead. And it says, Lazarus was also there, Jesus and His disciples, and Lazarus was also there. You can imagine how fascinated people must have been with Lazarus. They wanted to talk to him and find out what was it like to be dead and to come back to life again. Where were you? What did you experience? And it seemed like Mary, Lazarus' sister, felt that Jesus was being neglected, perhaps. It's one thing to experience a miracle, but you had the person that performed the miracle right there at the table. He should be the main attraction. He should be the one that everyone's taken up with. And so in her very quiet way, she went over and poured this ointment on him, and the fragrance of it filled the room. And then people began to smell that perfume, and they wondered where that was coming from. They knew it was something very expensive. And then they looked, and everybody's head turned toward Jesus. And so she made her statement, didn't she? He's the one. Oh, we thank God for all His blessings, but we don't want to get taken up with the blessing. We want to get taken up with the one who grants the blessing, the source. And Jesus is the source of all the blessing that we receive from God. And so when we come to a meeting like this, we want to learn to recognize Him. It would be a shame if we were having a surprise party for someone, and when they finally arrived, we all ignored them. No, you want to make over them, don't you? And so, let's make much of Jesus today. Hallelujah. I suppose we recognize He's here. We do that by faith. And then God honors that faith by making us sense His presence. Sometimes it's a deep-seated peace. Sometimes it's a joy. Sometimes it's just an awareness. I'm not alone. He's here. Right beside me. Right within me. And so however the Lord chooses to manifest Himself, it's Jesus. It's Jesus that we want. And if we come with that attitude in every meeting, God will. God will come, and God won't disappoint us. Praise God. And He'll prepare us to receive the things He wants to say to us and the ways in which He wants to use us. Praise God. Oh, it is Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, it is Jesus. Oh, it is Jesus. Oh, it is Jesus in my soul. For I have touched the hem of His garment, and His blood has made me whole. Oh, I will praise Him. Yes, I will praise Him. Oh, I will
song in our white book?
Once it was the blessing, now it is the Lord. It's entitled Himself.
31.
31 in the white book. Thank you.
I think this was written by A.B. Simpson. Let's see.
Yes.
Who discovered more than the blessing is to have the Lord. Okay, come.
Light, hallelujah. Oh yes, Lord, it's you that we want, Jesus. It's you that we seek, hallelujah. More of Christ, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we can have as much of him as we want, hallelujah. He's made that possible. Praise the Lord. How badly do you want Jesus? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we love you today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 What's the Lord saying to you this morning? I look back 36 years ago when I got married. We had a nice reception, a lot of people there. And I felt bad that I didn't have time to visit with each one. Thank them for coming to share our joy with them. We acknowledged the group, but we couldn't take time to talk with each and every one. Not that way with Jesus. These times of silence, he comes to visit each one of us, talk with us, show us things that he sees we need to see. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. too.